What?
And Nick Canepa.
What?
And these stubborn anti-DH people.
Marty and Nick Canepa. Wait a second. We're to blame?
Yes.
Why?
Because you guys carried on about the DH and pitchers hitting.
I still miss it.
And all this junk.
Still miss it. Oh,
and
brutal.
Therefore, it validated the National League being slow to go to the DH, to the universal DH.
Welcome to the Darren Smith Show.
This is the big one, boys. This is the one that brings us back.
Soon AM radio will reign king once more.
Time for Darren Smith and Marty Caswell. San Diego Sports, 760, America's finest sports station.
Hey there, greetings to you. It is a Thursday, 26th day of January, 2023. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Darren Smith. It is the all-new San Diego Sports 760, live all across Southern California on AM radio at AM 760. Keep it locked in. Find us in high def if you're cruising around San Diego County at 101.5, channel number 2. We do sound different in HD. That I can promise you. I don't know that we sound better. We just sound different in HD. iHeartRadio app, it's free. Number one for podcasting. You can subscribe to this show. You can listen wherever, whenever, however you would like. You have some smart speakers. You can connect via the iHeartRadio content there. Also a listen live link. You can find it all at sportssd.com. Got you for 3 hours today. Just said this during the pre-show thingy, which is available on the San Diego Sports 760 Twitter account. We still do this on Twitter. Man, it is windy out there. It is really, really a very windy day as we're looking at the Golf Channel. Steve Sands up there in the booth at 18, wearing a quarter zip, NBC Golf Channel quarter zip, sponsored by FootJoy, I might add, since I'm giving you live play-by-play of a play-by-play guy. But they're showing what's going on at Torrey Pines here. And I reached out to a couple of friends of mine who are working this tournament to ask what it's like. Is it windy? Because I know when I got up today, I walked out of the house. I had seen the reports that the Santa Anas were on their way. I thought where I live, which is, I don't know, 100 yards or so from the ocean, maybe you could feel it, felt it, didn't feel like it was anything that was going to be disruptive. Then I got in my car, and then I drove to work. Then I got on the 15 from the 5 and into Sara Mesa, and boy, cars were swerving all over the place out there on the freeways. So got to work, flipped on the Golf Channel, flipped on ESPN Plus, and they were showing garbage tanks, just like these garbage cans being blown all across the fairway at Torrey Pines today. So look out. If you're making your way out there today, look out because there might be some trash. There might be some tumbleweeds. Actual tumbleweeds were flying across the fairways at Torrey Pines when we just flipped on the coverage there on the Golf Channel today. And that's just the golf. I wasn't sure if it had made its way all the way out there to the coast, but then they started showing some of the trees at Torrey Pines. And the tops of those trees, you know, you always see these golfers. They're always trying to pick up a couple blades of grass, toss it in the air, see which way the wind is blowing. This might impact their club selection, the type of shot that they're going to hit. And these guys today, they must have no idea what to do because, you know, these are the winds that will give you a headache if you're out there just trying to make a cut, which is today on a Thursday. Normally we think about the cut day being on a Friday, but it is today. We're going to check in at Torrey Pines coming up in a little bit. Todd Leonard, who for many years covered golf, amongst other things, for the San Diego Union Tribune, will be here. He now works with Golf Digest. We'll get a live, accurate weather report from Torrey Pines, see what is happening out there, because I would imagine this is just going to make these people miserable, which isn't always a bad thing. I think it's okay if you can have Mother Nature just flex a little bit here for some of these golfers. It shouldn't go out. Shouldn't have 30 under pars, things like that. You can make it a little bit difficult, but this will be disruptive today. This is going to be a disruptive day out there at Torrey Pines. Hopefully not too disruptive in other walks of life for any of you when it comes to trees and all that sort of stuff. Because Marty was just telling us before the start of the show, and I want to make sure we get this right. I don't want to give out any bad information. I don't want to be accused of fake news here. But you were saying that one of San Diego's most prominent parks was closing today because trees were falling in San Diego. Is that accurate?
What?
Martha, what's going on?
I'm sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. What a shock. I haven't been doing this very long. I think I saw a retweet from our boy Scott Lewis of Voice of San Diego saying that Balboa Park has been closed because of all the havoc. And there's at least 20 trees have come down.
20?
20 trees. 2-0, right? Super windy. So they've shut down Balboa Park, and they're apparently they're shutting down some museums around there as well. And the city of San Diego an hour ago, actually, look at these pictures, Darren. They tweeted out that it's, you know, to the city crews are removing branches, blocking streets near Cabrillo Bridge and Morley Field. If possible, please. Look at this tree. That's been just completely just disrooted, uprooted. Look at this. Disrooted. That's not even a word. Look at this. It's a disaster. Look at these trees. Massive trees. And so, yeah, what am I coming home to?
Crews are closing and evacuating Balboa Park right now because of the threat of falling trees. 20 trees have already fallen over throughout the park this morning. Museums are closing as well.
Mm.
Boy, this is probably a top story over on KOGO, isn't it? I'm Jack Cronin, News Radio 600 KOGO. Because when weather happens,
right,
KOGO is in its element.
There is
no pun intended.
It is literally, when weather happens,
yes,
it doesn't matter what sort of weather it is, it is going to be the top story in San Diego. It's going to lead off. I don't care what happens later on today. It will lead off everything, your local news on TV, but definitely around here. And I would imagine that. Now, where is Jack? We should probably check in with Jack Cronin. What happens with KOGO? Okay, listen, he's a very important person.
Very important.
Do they send him out?
Can I say this? I'm sorry.
No, I'm being dead serious.
Jack Cronin is more important than people realize. Yeah, I won't explain in much detail why it is,
but
Jack Cronin is quite literally one of the most important people who works in this building. Just based on a level of clearance that Jack has, and I'll leave it at that.
He will, literally, we can call him the lone survivor.
Yes.
Because
if
there is a major catastrophe that ever hits, like an asteroid, he is set up to succeed.
Jack will be a lot better off than the rest of us.
He's going to make it. He has his pack. He has his emergency pack. He's in a good situation.
If an asteroid.
Now,
did you say that? Because there's an asteroid that's heading towards Earth tonight.
Oh, is there?
Yes, there is.
Oh, wonderful.
No, it's not towards Earth. It's going to miss Earth.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
Well,
didn't do the research on this.
I guess we're going to find out.
Repeating somebody else's work. But I did read about that earlier today.
Really?
That there is an asteroid that's expected to come as close to Earth as any other asteroid has in recent memory.
What time is this supposed to happen?
Not quite sure.
Okay,
just sort of saw it and said, so do I need to do anything? No? Okay. Then I think I'm okay. I think I'm good.
I mean, there's nothing
I don't need to call
right.
Jack.
Well,
I don't need to say, hey, Jack, let's go hide someplace.
All right. So, he would know, would he tell us? So what I'm
that's
saying
here. That's a good point. Now, Jack might know this.
Yes.
Maybe that's why Jack isn't in the newsroom today. Maybe Jack's been given a heads up that he's
very,
going to head for the hills.
Very, very fishy. Now, when this sort of wind does hit, do they send Jack to be man on the streets? Is he at Balboa Park right now?
I don't know.
With an update.
Let's call Jack.
Because we should find out what's going on.
Let's just call Jack randomly.
Let's just see what happens.
I know he's probably in the middle of his shift, and he might want to get out there to Torrey Pines.
Yeah.
But we might need to know this. We are an emergency activation station.
Right.
So, you know, people might need to know this sort of stuff. We'll check in. Todd Leonard will join us coming up in a little bit. Joe Fortenbaugh will be here. ESPN Daily Wager. You can text this show. 70470. First word of the text has to be team, T-E-A-M. Coming up, as we have all week, we have a pair of tickets to the premiere of 80 for Brady.
Oh, can't wait.
Coming up Tuesday, Edwards Mira Mesa. It's inspired by the true story of four best friends living life to the fullest when they take just a wild trip to the 2017 Super Bowl to go see their hero, Tom Brady, play. This is going to be in theaters on February 3rd, but we'll have a pair of tickets for you specifically for Tuesday night, January 31st, Edwards Mira Mesa, if you want to go and see this movie. Don't know how we're going to give it away. Just know that we'll be giving away a pair of tickets coming up a little later on. Padres have released their promotions calendar today.
Yes.
I'm going to give you guys time. I'm going to give you a little bit of time to come up with your top five because this I saw tweeted out, and the Padres had a very clever video for some of their promotions. It was inside of the Padre clubhouse. Mm. It was inside of the stall of one of the players or a vacant stall. And it was some hats, and it was some shirts, and it was some jerseys, and it was all sorts of stuff there. So we'll get to our top five. Top five, at least as we see it, and we'll see how much actual crossover there is. But because I'm watching Torrey Pines, because I'm reading about Balboa Park, because I know it's going to be a busy day at KOGO, I'm sorry to do this to Jack Cronin on the fly, our colleague here with News Radio 600 KOGO. I don't know if he's somewhere out there in the wind, but just to tell us what the hell is happening in San Diego County with these Santa Ana winds, here's our pal Jack Cronin. Hi, Jack.
Hi, buddy. Look, yeah, you're right. It's just the Santa Ana. That's what we got. It's Santa Ana winds. We had our highest total so far at 9:10 this morning. We had a 93-mile-per-hour wind gust.
What?
Up in the mountains. Yeah. So that's San Diego's record so far today, 93 miles per hour. Now, this is mostly valleys and mountains, so don't worry too much about the coast, even though it's going to be windy at Torrey Pines and other places. But this is mostly inland. Alpine, we have, 59, 60 miles per hour. These are just regular Santa Ana winds. I know it's January, but Santa Ana can still happen in winter months and cold months. But these are Santa Ana winds from the northeast to the southwest, out toward the ocean, by the way. So winds are blowing toward the ocean, for those of you at Torrey Pines. We just got Santa Ana's high wind warning there until 10 o'clock tonight.
93 miles per hour, Jack. Where exactly was that clocked?
That's at Sill Hill, my friend. That's one of the higher peaks in San Diego County. And so it's up in the mountains, 93 miles per hour.
That is crazy. Thank you also, by the way. This is a pet peeve of mine when people say miles an hour. It's just one of those things. It just irritates me. Thank you for saying miles per hour like an adult.
I only do that because you told me that it was one of your things. And therefore, from that moment, it was 2 years ago you told me that. And from that moment on, I have said miles per hour on the air.
Well, it's called MPH. It's not MAH. So that's a totally different thing. Okay, we're hearing these reports, Jack, about what's going on at Balboa Park, apparently. 20 trees have gone down here and they've closed the park. What's happening? Are we getting reports of damage?
Yeah. There's a car got hit. There was a woman who was trapped under a eucalyptus tree. But it looks like she's going to be okay, which is great news. Prado area is closed. Balboa Park has some of the roads closed. There's a big 100-foot eucalyptus tree that fell on a woman today. But they got her to the hospital, and she appears like she's going to be all right. So that's where we're at in Balboa Park right now. Just going to be careful walking around there.
What about some of the roadways out there, Jack? We know we always hear reports about what's happening out in East County, too, as people are going from San Diego, perhaps out there towards Arizona. Sometimes that's where you get some of the highest wind. Sometimes trucks flip over, all that sort of stuff. Any trouble out there on the roadways?
Yes, unfortunately. So the 8 toward Arizona, the westbound 8 is closed at Crestwood in Campo. The eastbound 8 coming, the eastbound side going to Arizona is closed at Willows and Alpine. Westbound coming to us here, closed at Crestwood in Campo. There, it says several big rigs overturned out there.
Whoa.
So more than two. Have overturned on the 8 today. They're detouring cars on the Highway 80, old Highway 80 out there.
Okay. All right. See, this is important information. This and the wind, as you said, it's not expected to die down at all, at least until a little later on tonight.
Yeah. It'll get slower as we go through the day, but the high wind warning runs till 10 p.m. And this is the only day, really. This is the only day for the Santa Ana. We're clear tomorrow. We got rain possible Monday, but this is the big Santa Ana day today.
So this is a busy day for you. Are you working today, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm always working.
Yeah, I know that. All right. Well, that's why I figured we could take a chance and just call you on the fly. We didn't even ask for your permission before we just jammed you on the air.
You never do. With this show, you never do. Come on now.
Good. I like that. I think we'll just randomly call Jack anytime we have a question about something important to the three idiots on this show. I don't know what to talk about. But most importantly, I kid, how is this impacting the scores of Torrey today?
Yeah, I mean, so the wind's going to – now – all the things we've just been talking about, the 8 freeway out toward Arizona, the mountains, these random peaks in San Diego, this is where all the wind's really happening. The Santa Ana's trend from the northeast part of the county to the southwest. So remember back to the fires, which is where we associate Santa Ana's in the fall. That's during hotter conditions, drier conditions. This is much more wetter, colder conditions. But the wind's still blowing northeast to southwest. So it'll impact Torrey a little bit, but because it's on the beach and exposed, it's on the cliffs there, but it's not the primary focus of where we are seeing all of the warnings today. We're only under an advisory, which is, level 2 out of 3 of those wind scales here today. So, yeah, it's going to be impacting it, but it's not like we're not talking about the trees going down and things like that like we saw in the El Nino storms of 2016.
Well, I don't know. If trees are going down at Balboa Park, I saw a couple trees go down just during the storms a few weeks back at Torrey Pines. So I hope that's not going to be the case today because it looks like there's a good crowd assembled.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, those storms, 7 years ago now in 2016 that toppled those trees at Torrey, those El Nino high rain, heavy storms, lots of wind there. I don't think we're quite seeing that today along the coast.
Okay, well, that's good news. And just because people often associate Santa Ana winds with fire threat, that's not the case. Cal Fire not on alert today because we had so much rain here. Things are still pretty well wet and not dry from a couple weeks back, right?
Exactly right. Yep, that's exactly right. It's also colder, but the bigger condition is the fact that we had record rain. The California snowpack is now at 200% of where it usually is. We have the most snow ever in California on record to this date, January 26th, has fallen this year. So we are in good shape water-wise, weather-wise, drought-wise, and fire-wise. So the Santa Anas are not giving us that. Today they're just causing trees and power lines to go down. So just be careful.
Are people without power?
Yeah, there were like 3,000 in North Park earlier. Those are customers, not people, but like households, businesses. There's some other, you know, Blossom Valley, out toward El Cajon type areas that are down right now, but isn't too bad right at the moment.
This has been the most informative 5-6 minutes that this show is capable of having. I feel bad for the rest of the radio program. Do you have 60 seconds, Jack? The U.S. men's national team, you're a fellow fan just like I. Do you have any thoughts on perhaps what happened last night in Los Angeles or even some of the news today that the sporting director, Ernie Stewart, is walking away from U.S. soccer?
I feel really bad because, you know, there should be a lot of interest right now. Like, everything that happens with the men's and the women's team, the women, they're playing, you know, they're going to the World Cup. As far as the men go, because we're hosting the tournament here in 3 years, essentially, everything that should be done should be celebrated. Like any sort of friendly that happens against anybody, you know, Serbia, whoever you're playing, doesn't matter. That should be treated as like this high attention thing. And yet, because of the stupid drama surrounding the team, the players, the parents of players, I feel like it's actually deadened a lot of the interest right now. Mm-hmm. Where we should be coming off a World Cup, going into one we're hosting, and celebrating the smallest things possible. I think a lot of people have checked out right now. They're like, let you guys figure that out and figure out your Little League parents stuff that you guys are dealing with. And we'll come back to you in a couple months or years as we get toward 2026.
Yeah, maybe figure out your incestuous structure inside the U.S. soccer offices as well, since all these people all know each other, and this is very much family drama amongst all of these people. These aren't a bunch of random people who can't get along.
Yeah, it's like, imagine like the neighbors of your Little League team all running a huge business together. And like, that's the kind of infighting that's happening. Now, they are cleaning house. The coach, Greg Berhalter, is likely gone. Ernie Stewart, Brian McBride, the top two executives, are both gone. So it's a brand new thing. That's the other thing. We got less than 3 years to hosting the World Cup, but don't worry, we're completely cleaning house for U.S. soccer. It's just kind of, it's off-putting right now. It's disappointing, and I think that dampened at least the first friendlies of the year last night.
Well, it's like a race of ineptitude between the U.S. and Mexico at this point. So at least we're not looking down the road and going, man, those guys got it all figured out, and we stink. Jack, thank you for doing this on the fly.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jack Cronin, everybody. As we said, you knew the guy was going to deliver. Totally not planned. We asked Jay Riff just to call him on the fly. Jack was available. He knew the percentage of snowpack off the top of his head. We got to do a Stump the Jack segment where we just ask Jack a bunch of random questions because I think he can answer them all. It's amazing. Who has that kind of talent? Not many. Not me.
Like, where? I don't even know. How do we do that?
I don't know.
Food? Geography? I don't know. I don't know how to do this.
Jack's so smart.
So versatile.
He's so good at
what
he does.
This is why he is the lone survivor.
He is. I know. We couldn't. We shouldn't go into much detail about that.
Okay, by the way, and I don't mean to.
If you're worried about people, if there's some sort of catastrophic event happening, Jack's probably the last person you would worry about.
I don't mean to laugh, and I hope this lady is doing well.
The eucalyptus
tree? A eucalyptus. Those things are huge.
100-foot eucalyptus tree.
Wow. Wow. Those things are.
That's a story of perseverance for this woman.
That is.
This stuff's no joke.
No.
This stuff's no joke. Remember the reporter, Marie? She was covering a story. A tree went down, and she, her photojournalist, were trapped under a tree for a while. Gosh, I mean, this sort of stuff. That's why I know, you know, there's other things. San Diego State played last night. Dennis Lynn has a mailbag up there where he's addressing.
Yes, he does.
Dennis is giving everybody a little bit of oxygen, putting a little bit of oxygen on the whole catching situation to that fire, which we always appreciate. Thank you very much, Dennis, if you're listening. But we've got wind. We've got wind, and it's impacting Balboa Park. Torrey Pines doesn't seem to be impacting Sam Ryder, though, at 9 under par. Good for him. Maybe he's hitting them low. Maybe he's just a good iron player. But I wouldn't want to put anything on a tee today asking for trouble, asking to end up in the Pacific Ocean. All right, thank you to Jack Cronin, who's great. All right, good luck, and be careful out there. I know it's just a little bit of wind. As somebody on the text line says, 714 number, you know what's weird? I'm actually in Santa Ana, and it's not windy here at all. I kid, of course. Stay safe, San Diego. And all these images, J-Riff, you just sent us one of these huge trucks. That is terrifying, too, to think that you're out there on a freeway. Because I was saying my Jeep's a little bit boxy, so it gets blown around a little bit, has a lot of surface area. But imagine you're next to one of these super 18-wheelers all of a sudden. You start seeing that thing swaying side to side. Mm-hmm. Uncomfortable. And that doesn't matter if you're in your truck or if you're driving your Prius. You don't have much of a chance there. When you see some of these trucks, freeways are closing, so all sorts of stuff.
They're bad. It's bad enough. They give me like the, I'm uncomfortable when I'm driving with no wind next to a big semi. Now with the winds, forget it.
Yeah.
The thing that worries me now is I left my truck in PB under a tree.
Uh-oh.
And I just wonder, will my truck make it? It's not going to survive a tree or a palm tree.
Just got a text from the booth at 18.
Oh, very, okay.
Really windy, it says.
Well, thanks.
Thanks, wow. Anzi. I'm watching. I can see your camera people are aiming their cameras at the tops of these trees, which, you know, again, knock on wood, hopefully. You would hate to have that kind of situation. Obviously, you'd hate to have that. So, all right. Coming up, as mentioned, Joe Fortenbaugh will be here. He was on ESPN today. Today's the day where he goes back and forth with Stephen A. Smith. Were you watching?
I was not watching this. I'll have to go back and watch it.
I'm sure you'll go back and watch.
No, I will, because I love
3 out of 3 agreement between Stephen A. and Joe Fortenbaugh.
Wow, very rare.
3 out of 3 today.
Okay.
Agreement-wise. Jack and I don't exactly see eye to eye on U.S. soccer, by the way. I want to turn this upside down and shake everybody out.
I saw that.
Goodbye.
You're waiting for one more.
Yes.
One more domino to fall.
Yes. I think it's okay. I think we can just rebuild. We can just figure this all out. We're not in a terrible place. There's a lot of talent around there. It's going to be kind of appealing. Just get your house in order because this whole drama isn't just about parents, isn't just about a sulky teenager. It's about a lot of things that have gone wrong internally. So 10,000 people last night at best, and I watched every minute of that game. Not happy. Ready to move on. Somebody's going to come in here and turn this thing into a winner. Or perhaps it's just a pipe dream. Coming up, San Diego State wins at home. Significant. Adam Seiko. What a performance. Which got me thinking. Always dangerous. A little San Diego State when we return on the all-new San Diego Sports 760.